Perek Yudalid, Mishnah Hey. Ba'u LeGilgal. When Klal Yisrael came into Eretz Yisrael, the first stop for the Mishkan was in Gilgal. And at that point, V'hotru HaBamos, the Bamos once again became Mutter. Now the Yochan explains to us that when Klal Yisrael came to Gilgal, they built the Mishkan, which was with them in the Midbar, to bring Karbanos on the Mizbeach HaNechoshes, which was built by Moshe Rabbeinu. However, the Aron, which had the Luchos, that was not in that Mishkan. Rather, that was brought to Shechem, where Yehoshua was living. And there they built a separate Mikdash for the Aron, like it says in Sefer Yehoshua, Vayesof Yisrael Shechema Vayesyatzvu Lefneho Elokim. So the halacha is, and at that point in time, hutru habamos, it then once again became mutter to bring karbanos on a bama, because since the pasuk says asher yishachet chutz lamachane, that it's only usher to do it if you're doing it outside the machane. But at that point, Klal Yisrael was all scattered. The concept of a machane at that point in history was obsolete because everyone was scattered all over. So therefore, once again, it became mutter to use a bama. At that point, Kachem still had to be eaten inside of the curtains. However, Kachem Kalim, B'chol Makam Kachi Kalim could be eaten anywhere because they were restricted to the Machaneh, but there was no Machaneh, so that could be done at any place. Mishnah Vav, Ba'u L'Shiloh. Now, once the Mishkan transferred from Gilgal to Shiloh, now in Shiloh, that was after Klal Yisrael had conquered the land and divided the land. They then took both the Mizbeach and the Aron to Shiloh. So it's now a true Mishkan, the way it was in the desert. So the halacha is Nesru HaBamos. The Bamos now became Aser, and we learned that from the pasuk of Kilo Basem Ad Ata, El HaMenucha V'El HaNachala, and the Gemara makes a drasha that El HaMenucha refers to Shiloh, because at that point in time, they had menucha, they rested from conquering and dividing the land of Eretz Yisrael. So now, once again, we have a concept of a machane. Therefore, Nesru HaBamos, the Bamos now became Aser. Lo Hayasham Tikra. In Mishkan Shiloh, there was no hard roof. Elabayah Shel Avanim Milmaton. There were walls of stone below. V'yirios, and they had curtains, Milmalon, which were draped over the stone walls. Similar to in the Mishkan, they had the curtains draped over the krushim, the wooden beams which were plated with gold. In Mishkan Shiloh, they had stone walls and the curtains draped over them. V'hi haisa menucha, and that is the menucha which is referred to in the pasuk. Kachay kachim, nechalon lefnim in aklaim. Kachay kachim, at that point in time, were eaten anywhere in the klaim, inside the curtains, meaning in the azara. And kachim kalim, umayse sheni b'chol aroya, kachim kalim. And mayse sheni, at that point in time, could be eaten anywhere where they were able to see part of the Mishkan. And the Yachin points out for us that the Mishkan in Shiloh survives for 369 years.